Wednesday, the Commerce Department released numbers for the fourth quarter, and it turns out the U.S. economy shrank. That's right, shrank for the first time since the middle of 2008. That was smack dab in the middle of the recession, which officially began in December 2007 and officially ended in June 2009. Everybody remembers 2008, right? Bush was president, home prices were plummeting, people were losing their jobs, investment banks were going under, and the stock market was in freefall. Times were gloomy, really gloomy, and scary. Last year, when the president was running for re-election, he told us over and over again, the economy is slowly recovering. But this report suggests we headed back down while he was still campaigning. It's amazing how much we've learned about the desperate state of the economy since the election. It's almost like government agencies, the media, and our elected representatives in Washington were making a conscious effort to deceive us. A week after November's election, I wrote about the various delayed reports that suddenly appeared. Within 3 days of Barack Obama's re-election, the State Department warned about another credit downgrade for U.S. debt, thousands of layoffs from defense contractors delayed by order of the Labor Department and OMB were announced. The White House renewed its support for UN gun control. Harry Reid said he was going to end the filibuster. We found out that Iran fired a missile at us months earlier. The USDA let us know that a record number of people were on food stamps. The Justice Department announced that Jesse Jackson Jr., just re-elected himself, was pleading guilty to multiple felonies. The Interior Department let everyone know it was grabbing 1.6 million acres of public land for sage-grouse. And the CIA director resigned in a sex scandal. Whew, let me take a breath. All of that bad news went public in the first 3 days after the election. And all of it was known before the election, but the powers that be didn't tell us. Some of those reports were due and even legally required before the election, but the due dates were ignored. Defense contractors were literally ordered by the government to delay layoff notices required on November 1st until after the election. You can see why. Jeepers, it would look awfully bad to have thousands of layoffs 5 days before Election Day while the president was on the campaign trail bragging about the economy. So to heck with the law. Who cares about the law? The bad news kept coming after those first 3 days. The very day I published my column, November 15th, the Census Bureau announced a spike in poverty numbers, and the Washington Post analyzed the economy and decided, surprise, surprise, that this recovery, with Obama as president, is the worst recovery from recession in the nation's history. I knew that. Everyone who knows a lick about economics knew that. But the Washington Post made sure they waited until it was too late before printing it. All last year, the president traveled the country reading stuff like this off his teleprompter. Quote, "Our economy started growing again 6 months after I took office, and it has continued to grow for the last 3 years." Unquote. And like this, quote, "Our businesses have gone back to basics and created over 4 million jobs in the last 27 months, more private sector jobs than were created during the entire 7 years before this crisis, in a little over 2 years." Unquote. It's utter nonsense. There were fewer Americans working on the day Obama was reelected than the day he took office. And now we know the economy started recovering before he was sworn in, then stopped recovering and headed back down in the fourth quarter. That was the truth, and that's what they didn't want us to know on November 6th. The bad news continues. Almost every day there's something we should have been told before the election. Housing sales were revised downward right after the election. We found out GM was manufacturing vehicles to look good, but nobody was actually buying them. Jeep is cutting production in Ohio, just like Romney said. Hospitals are laying off thousands of employees because of Obamacare. Jobless claims are surging. Labor unions are upset because they suddenly realize Obamacare will make their health insurance premiums skyrocket. And the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs reported that the cost to the economy of regulations created in the first 3 years of the Obama administration is more than twice the cost of the Clinton and Bush administrations combined. Combined. And now he has 4 more years to meddle and interfere. Meanwhile, the White House Council on Jobs and Competitiveness expired Thursday. The president could have extended it, but he apparently thinks everything is going swimmingly. Mission accomplished. We don't need a jobs council anymore. He's been hypnotized by his own propaganda. That's today's dose of common sense.